Ketchikan International Airport operates at a deficit of about $400,000 a year. The fee increases will cut that deficit approximately in half. Here's airport manager Mike Carney explaining that the money has to come from somewhere.
There's a couple of different ways you can do this. A user fee or pass it on to the taxpayer.
Carney says user fees charge the people who actually use the airport, and the more someone uses it, the more they'll pay. The only other option is to ask the state of Alaska for additional subsidies. The state now kicks in about $400,000 a year, which Carney says is about $600,000 less than what the Bethel Airport receives. Ketchikan's borough operates the state-owned airport through a lease agreement. Carney says that in a few years, Ketchikan will have an option to consider.
We'll be at the end of our lease, so we're going to have to make a decision at that time. Right now, we are under a lease, and we're trying to do our best to do our part.
To close the deficit, numerous fees were looked at and increased slightly. They include the monthly rate for floatplane stalls, landing fees for airplanes, and ferry fees for walk-on passengers and vehicles. With the assembly vote, each adult passenger soon will pay $6 instead of $5 to ride the ferry, and children will be charged $3 instead of $2. And the cost for vehicles will jump to $7 instead of $6. There was no public comment in clear opposition to the proposal, although Trevor Shaw, speaking for himself and not as a member of the school board, suggested that the borough look for ways to cut spending. Earlier in the day, we asked some airport ferry passengers what they thought of the issue, and they didn't have a problem with it. Dr. Ernie Malosh was coming back from dropping some visitors off at the airport, and he says the ferry is worth $6 a ride.
The service they provide is a superb service, and it's really efficient, and they do it well.
Andy Klimak was taking his wife to the airport and says he doesn't particularly like the idea of paying more.
But for as many times as I use the airport in a given year, it's not a meaningful additional cost to me. And if it's a way to offset the cost with the operation, then I'm fine with paying it.
There was some talk at the assembly table of doubling the fee increases in order to take care of the entire deficit all at once. Assemblymember Glenn Thompson likened it to ripping off the Band-Aid rather than allowing any deficit to continue. Thompson also took issue with the recurring suggestion of giving airport management back to the state.
Well, this assembly tends to saber-rattle a lot about giving that airport back to the state, but does anyone around this table actually believe that if we gave it back to the state, we would have a well-run airport as we have now under Mr. Carney, or B, that our fees would remain where they are? I can guarantee you the state wouldn't be arguing about whether or not they should raise it halfway or all the way. They'd raise it all the way and then a half to make sure they got ahead of the game and we'd have less service.
Thompson says he could see some value in an incremental fee increase, though, and would reluctantly support the motion. It wasn't a unanimous vote, though. Assembly members Agnes Moran and Todd Phillips voted no. Phillips says he wants to seriously explore giving the airport back to the state.
Some things sometimes just don't work, and you got to say goodbye.
Moran says she would support a solution that solved the entire problem rather than a partial solution. The assembly also approved a measure to place the Forest Park Service Area proposed annexation on the October 7th municipal ballot and approved a list of prioritized community projects to send to state officials for requested funding. The Swan Lake expansion project is at the top of that list, which also includes funding for a layup facility at Ward Cove, airport infrastructure, street improvements, the Mahoney Lake hydroelectric project, Saxman Community Center parking lot improvements, shipyard improvements, and the Performing Arts Center. The Legislative Lobbying Executive Committee meets Friday to continue the process of establishing project priorities. With help from Emily Files, I'm Layla Carey, reporting in Ketchikan.